This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. The Tuesday Roundup with Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph on FUBAR Radio.
When the clock struck four,
and it was on Tuesday,
it meant one thing.
Boys are back in town.
Say what?
Go time.
Oh, yeah, buddy. It's that time of the week again. Hugh with ya. Doc's away, unfortunately, but we have an exceptional... exceptional co-host today. Good friend of mine, past lover, creative partner in crime, everything. The one and only Luke Courtier.
Hi. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to bring
Thanks
up
for
our romantic
me,
past. I didn't
mean
to.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all right. Just a bit of pain. A bit of pain in the proceedings first before the
love.
Before the love. When you walked away at that cliff top, I thought I could never be myself again.
I know.
But
isn't
I
it?
Am.
But you've recovered.
I've recovered. I'm here, bro.
You are.
So cool.
I just feel like I think we need to talk about it to really recover from it.
To really recover. We need to elegize.
Yeah. Because it was really like... it was such a like a whirlwind adventure when we first met.
When we first met?
You know, we sailed around Greek islands, Croatia,
Rhodesia.
Watford. We went to Watford?
I remember we sailed up the M25 like it was yesterday. The wind was blowing in your long auburn hair.
Yeah.
I turned to you and I said, Hugh.
Yeah?
I wonder if maybe... life could always be as sweet as this.
I take it back. It's too soon. I'm not ready.
Soon.
I'm not ready.
I can't go.
I'm not ready.
I had such a funny old voice back then as well.
You did.
I changed nationality. You broke my heart.
You
so
did.
Much.
I know. Hey, whatever you got to do to survive.
Whatever you got to do.
Sometimes
you got to do.
You know, a change of voice is as good as a holiday.
Bang
which
on.
Is, which is as good as a change.
Bang to rights.
Hey, how are you?
I'm super
you
good.
You doing all right?
I'm so good. I'm so busy. I got all busy.
Yeah, you are busy, aren't you?
We're busy together.
You've only got like, what is it, 3 weeks now
to
the fringe?
3 weeks pre-Edinburgh. Till I take my show lunch up to the underbelly. That's our
How's
thing.
It all coming along?
Yeah, it's good. It's there. We hit the 40-minute slump. We've been figuring. We hit this one bit where we're like, that's the fix. I keep trying. There's like one bit which doesn't quite work yet.
Right.
I want to make it work.
Yeah.
I keep trying to use car analogies, but I don't know anything about cars.
No, me neither. I'm not a romance man. Are you a romance man?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I just nod and smile.
Yeah.
Nod and smile. And
but you look like a bit of a man's man. Like, you're quite big and you got a beard. That's like half the battle won, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got the sort of shoulder breadth of a young Achilles. But some people come up to me and they go, hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on?
With plumbing.
See, I don't get that. I look like a 16-year-old Courtney Love. So people people might ask me a manly question and go, just kidding, mate. just wanted you to feel involved. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that, Dad,
just,
you dick.
Just wanted to have you as part of it, really, bro.
Yeah. What's the most manliest thing you've ever done, do you reckon?
I chopped wood in Canada.
Far out. Yeah, that is pretty manly. Like,
cool,
were you in the woods?
No, yeah, I went into the woods. We needed some wood for the fire. So
yeah.
I was given an axe and I chopped a branch. And then I got about halfway through and I was like, you know what, lads, this is a little bit tiring.
Yeah, this is pretty,
It's a little bit tiring, lads.
Yep.
I think I might outsource this.
Yeah, we should definitely. And we should leave IKEA because they're getting really shitty.
Yeah.
They're getting really upset. We didn't think this through at all.
Yeah, listen, guys.
Would you believe, because I actually, because I'm not very manly, it's been pointed out several times that I'm like 5'8.5" or something like that. And, you know, I'm not very big, pretty scrawny. But I actually used to work as like a landscape gardener and construction. Like back when I was like sort of, I don't know, maybe like early, like late teens, early 20s or something like that. And I was telling someone about it a couple of days ago and they flat out refused to believe it.
What?
And I was like, yeah, well, you know, I started off doing labouring and then I kind of liked it. So I did it for like a year and a half or something. And they're like, no, you didn't. You've never worked in construction in your life.
I thought it was all core strength. You've got core strength.
I've got an amazing core strength. All right?
Yeah.
If you ask anybody at my Pilates class,
they'd be
and
like,
they will tell you how manly I am.
They'd be like,
anyone.
Hey, Hugh,
It's me, Byron, from your Pilates class.
Yeah.
You've got great core strength, Hugh. Get back in the class.
Yeah. Wow. And I do, I run, because he's terrifying. Yeah, he's like 5'10 and a beast of a man. Whoa.
Too much.
Oh, man, you must be so excited about Edinburgh,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, man,
you must
be really pumped. I'm pumped. I'm super pumped. It's going to be loads of fun. It's going to be way cool. It's just going to be a big endeavour, but it's going to be great. Sick.
And I'll be up there for a couple of days as well. We're doing, taking the band up there to do the 9th and 10th at Stramash.
Great.
I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't really know.
Between my 14th to 28th at Underbelly Cowgate, I'm going to swing out.
Mate.
I'm going to find you.
We're going to have so much fun.
It's going to be
20 fun. We're going to have a lot of fun today. We're having fun kind of right now.
Kind of right now?
Right. Like,
can you feel it like bubbling up inside you?
Hey, I'm talking about... I can. I actually thought it was IBS, but no, it turns out it's
fun.
It's fun.
that's fun.
So I was like, did I eat cheese today? Mm. I did eat cheese. That's probably what they feel. No.
No.
That's fun. talking about comedians and all fun stuff like Fringe, we've got a really amazing comedian. She Susan Kalman. She's going to join us at about 4:30, which is great. She is going to be... She's going to be up at Edinburgh too. And she's doing some shows literally next door. Literally next door at the Pleasance.
Amazing. We've got to find her. Yeah. We've got to find
her. Great stuff. Producer Adam's smiling at me. Why? What have I done? Nothing, he says. He's just smiling because he's happy.
Just smiling.
Oh, I love it when Adam's happy.
Smiling,
and he said he's drunk.
Smiling through the glass.
Do you think this is strange? Just on since we've started the show on so many tangents, let's keep going because it's fun.
Yeah.
Do you think it's weird that Adam keeps a little unopened jar of maple syrup on his desk?
No.
No, me neither. No. Good. I'm glad we cleared that up. I don't think that's weird at all.
Categorically, that stuff lasts.
Does it?
And it's great for your gut.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. And if you drink it straight from the tree, you can speak in tongues.
Can you really?
Mm, that's what they say.
That's pretty manly. Drinking maple syrup on a tree and speaking in tongues.
I think I always wanted to be that kind of guy who just walked around with his maple syrup funnel and just stuck it in a tree.
Oh.
And he drank whatever came out.
You could do that, couldn't you?
Could do
that.
I just got to get the right funnel and have a good sort of upper arm strength.
Yeah, you do.
Pierce the tree.
You look like you're making stabbing motions right now.
Yeah, no, that's kind of...
It's kind of frightening.
It's kind of frightening.
You're a lot taller than I am. I found that physically threatening.
Oh, I apologize.
We've got 2 hours together, Luke. Don't make me call HR.
I know.
Because I will.
I'll call my guy.
Okay. All right. Please don't physically threaten me anymore. All right. I love you. I know what this is about, isn't it? It's about the breakup, isn't it?
There we were.
See how this whole
sailing boat in Watford.
Cleverly set and structured 7 minutes of great radio is all tied back into where it began?
See that? It's structurally extraordinary work.
Incredible.
I mean, who are you? Dostoevsky.
Right? Hey, this is great. We're going to be chatting about some wild, drunken adventures because this story we've got for you up next, you're not going to believe what a... this woman, a 51-year-old woman, has done on a drunken adventure. This is literally going to blow your mind. I give you a clue. She screamed out, "I'm Jack Sparrow." That's all you got to know. I'll tell you about it up next. Here's Michael Payne, full clip, featuring Jody Abacus on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you.
I'm not pulling out real guns to you, but I've got a good caliber of love for you. So if we enter something, I'll protect it too, cause I wouldn't want to leave any exit wound. Some dude popped a gap and that reached your heart, but you were shot down like Nancy Sinatra. That means your armor put into the test, but that geezer fucked up your bulletproof vest. I'll save you, girl, so stop and I'll shoot, then I'll make the world revolve around you. I've got my weapon, if I pop some lead in, I'll give a new meaning to a shotgun wedding. Screw pumps, I hunt to find the misses with two guns of love and neither misses. When I walk around, I hold them in each hand like a tool of black in Yosemite.
I've got a full clip, baby, of love. I wanna shoot to your heart, shoot the love to your heart. Come run away. I've got a full clip, baby, of love. I wanna shoot to your heart, shoot the love to your heart. You can't get away.
It's no surprise that I came from Hackney. Grew up to become so trigger happy. I bust shots of love, oh so specific. So Scotland Yard don't go ballistic. You know what, Mike, you'll pay Nintendo. Think GoldenEye, do you play Nintendo? Rules never apply in this game as head. So I use friendly fire to escape the friend zone. Every line is true, got to this spot, cause I tell it like it is, shoot from the hip hop. But you're one step ahead and I'm feeling quite silly, cause you're most ever 10 and I deal with 9 millis. But you know there can be one outcome. Wake up, smell the roses and the gunpowder. Use your head, this is no bullshit. In your heart for the whole full clip.
I've got a full clip, baby, a
Not a bad tune at all.
Not too savvy.
Michael Payne, man.
Ooh, he's a good album, Matt.
Yeah, yeah. He's a very talented man.
Yeah.
Do you know, because we do the Friday social here, 1 to 4 p.m. every Friday, and we just literally celebrated our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, man.
How sweet is
that? That's so sweet. Congratulations.
Thanks. Big thing.
Super big.
Big thing. It's cute. Yeah. We had a little bit of Prosecco and we reminisced. And he forgot, and he always forgets important dates like my birthday.
It's not going great romantically, you. I mean, no. I feel like you're like a boat stuck in a storm, rocking to and fro on the waves.
Boaty McSad Boatface.
Boaty Mc didn't go my boat face way.
On and up. Talking about boats. Great segue, my friend.
Great segue. Oh, yeah.
This is a pretty amazing story. It is a couple years old, but I only just stumbled across it the other day. But this is an exceptional woman. Exceptional woman. Okay, 51-year-old. Alison Whelan. Now, she got really smashed on Lamborghini. This was a couple years ago. And she ended up boarding a ferry. It was very late at night. 100-seat ferry.
This is mental, isn't it?
It's amazing. Mental. She was, I believe she's from Hull, and she's out on a bit of an adventure in Devon. Oh no, she's from Devon. I beg your pardon. So she was, there was a double decker 100-seat ferry nearby in Dartmouth. And she decided to not only jump on board, she kicked her way through the door. Managed to start it and took it on an adventure by herself the whole time, screaming, "I'm Jack Sparrow! So I'm a pirate!" I love her for that.
And you know, the other thing she did, was, as well as drinking loads of Lamborghini, she ate poisonous nightshade, which gives you quite severe hallucinations.
What's that? What's poisonous nightshade?
I think it's like, I thought it was something you only found in mid-90s RPGs.
Right.
Turns out, no, it's like sort of like eating really bad LSD.
Whoa, that would do it.
Not only is it poisonous, but it like makes you see some stuff.
Because that does make more sense, because if she was literally just smashed on, like drunk, and went that far to, like, because even when she was arrested, she was still yelling at the police that she's a pirate. But she went to a lot of effort. She untied three of the mooring ropes and literally got the I don't know how she managed to do this. She got like no prior experience in boating, ferrying at all.
No, let alone basic piracy and boarding.
But it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing that she managed to actually get this thing. Like, I wouldn't have a clue what to do. I wouldn't think so.
What do you need? You basically need a grappling hook and some cannons.
You do.
Board, like, really, if you're going to be a full pirate, you need a cutlass, grappling hook, cannons. So the fact she just rocked up.
Yeah.
And dude, I love she went, when they caught her, she was like, well, I'd have ended up in Saint-Tropez if it wasn't for those stupid kids or whatever the Snoopy Doo quote is. I'd have ended up in Saint-Tropez if I didn't get caught.
She was taunting police, shouting, "What are you going to do now? This is out of your jurisdiction. What do you do? Do you have to call water police?" Maybe she was like, she was safe out there. I don't know what you do. Like,
I don't know.
Do police have jurisdiction over water?
Also, if you're just like going in a ferry, hitting the open sea, where do you go? Is that how Blackbeard started?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly how Blackbeard started.
Just bang on.
Isn't Jack Sparrow, he's drunk all the time, right?
Pretty much.
They think he's drunk because he acts kind of drunk.
Pretty much.
But I reckon he is drunk because he's a pirate.
He's always, I mean, you've got to have a certain amount of rum before you even.
You can't even do that. How can you sail like what's the ship called? The Black Pearl or something like that?
You can't sail the Black Pearl sober.
How could you?
It won't make sense.
It wouldn't make any sense. For starters, isn't it like invisible or something? Oh, no, is that what some?
No, that's the ghost ship.
That's the ghost ship.
That's the guy from the Rolling Stones. That's Keith Richards' ship.
Oh, right. Okay, that just shows you how little I know about ferrying.
Yeah,
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Now that doesn't make sense.
Bang on. I think being a pirate's tricky. They found Blackbeard's ship off the coast of Hawaii.
Did they really?
Yeah, yeah. Cause still a couple of cannons, still bronze cast. Those pirates, real pirates, made something like £20 million a year.
Right.
It's like the equivalent in terms. Like it's a big business.
It's a big business, isn't it? Yeah.
We should have done that, man.
That's what she was trying to do. Yeah. Maybe she was like, well, times are tough.
I'm going to start
Brexit. Brexit's been tough on all of us.
Ooh, yeah.
I might get smashed and take some kind of hallucinogens and start a pirating business.
Take a ship. I mean, our government used to say, FYI, if you own a boat and you see a Spanish boat, just by all means attack them and we're fully behind you.
Exactly.
And just give us 10%.
As long as you pay tax.
As long as you pay tax. So we could realistically, 300 years ago, rock up in our boat and just start having a go at the Spanish.
Yeah.
Which is probably how it's going to work after Brexit anyway now. That's going to actually quite a reasonable business proposal.
I reckon the government would back it.
Yeah, I think so. I think it would be rare if they didn't back it now.
Because it's got no one's quite sure what's going to happen with the whole Brexit thing, is it? No one's quite sure. So very likely it's going to end in
crumbling death
and piracy. I like it. Yeah. I think it's kind of going to work. That's a pretty amazing drunken adventure. She's gotten smashed. She's taken some acid or something. Stole a ferry. Admittedly, yes, she did kind of like they've likened it to a pinball machine. She kind of smashed into lots of things.
Yeah,
she caused a lot of damage.
She didn't do the due diligence on how to drive that thing.
No. No. She did go to jail for it too. We should point that out. She didn't, 122 days.
She denied it though.
Aggravated vehicle taking. Yeah, she denied the charge.
She was like, I didn't do it.
No.
I didn't take it. It wasn't me.
But if you're really like, if you're hallucinating, is there some kind of like, is there some kind of like deniability that you're allowed to claim?
I don't know.
Wasn't me. Sort of wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I was tripping balls. You can plead insanity. Is it kind of like you could plead tripping ballsity?
Can you do that? It wasn't me. I was the pig on my shoulder that told me to do it.
100%. 100%. I mean, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, tricky game. Tricky game.
Have you had any like really amazing smashed adventures?
I remember falling into a paddling pool in Corfu and then thinking, I'm not well now, I've had quite a bit to drink, and I tried to scale the wall up into the window because I got locked out of the hostel we were staying in. Mm. And I tried to climb this wall because I thought that's exactly like what Robin Hood would do. And I thought I can squeeze in that small window.
Yeah.
And I overestimated my physical capacity and I fell down and went to sleep on some steps.
Yeah.
In the hot sun, and I was awoken by a lovely woman actually who works in the restaurant nearby, and she spent the morning patching me up. And that was a lovely, lovely experience.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
How badly hurt were you?
I had cuts and bruises. Cuts and bruises.
Oh, manly.
All over my body.
Manly.
Very manly. I just remember going like, oh, this is a bit uncomfortable, this bed. It's a bit like steps.
Yeah.
This bed. Feels like steps. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, it's because it is steps.
Mm. Literally steps.
It's because it is steps.
This is Swedish unpracticality. Yeah. This is not going to work.
This is not
going
to work.
I had a friend who got smashed years. This is going back years and years and years ago. And all they remember is that they woke up in a toilet in a nightclub that was completely closed. They didn't even remember going to the nightclub.
How'd you get out?
Oh, they had to like call people.
That's
like I think they called the police. Like they called the police because like
that's so scary.
Yeah, it was like an old friend of mine. I haven't seen him for a long time now, but he was not a great drunk. Like he would quite often do like he would just he'd go out and get drunk and then just wake up in a bush somewhere with his pants on his head.
Yeah, cool.
But literally he straight up and down. So the nightclub had obviously closed. No one had checked the toilets. He was fast asleep in there. Woke up and he's just like, where the fuck am I? Where am I? Freaking out.
Shit.
And then slowly pieced like it wouldn't take too long to get out, pitch black and figure out. He's like, oh my god, I'm in a nightclub. I don't even remember coming here. Can you imagine that?
Amazing.
What would you do?
That's
first thing, oh my god, play whatever song I wanted. Disco ball.
Guys, let's play We Are Never Getting Back Together by T-Swift.
I'm going to make a vodka beer.
Yeah.
But you can have whatever you want.
Hey, where's the limoncello, man?
Oh, that would be so much fun.
That would be so good.
Hey, we want to hear from you. You can tweet us at FUBAR Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com. And we want to know, What's like the biggest adventure that you'd been on while you were drunk? And we'll get your stories very, very soon. And as I said before, we have the absolutely amazing Susan Kalman. She's such a funny lady. She's going to be joining us in around about 10 minutes. So get your tweets in now, and we'll get them up very soon for you on FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Here's Roost Maneuver on a high. And this one can literally go out to Alison Whelan for stealing the 100-seat ferry while she was on a high. Bless her.
You can be on Mars, I could be on Venus. A snap of the tip and we kill all demons. Cause we're the seedlings set to grow in the universe. First and foremost, the twins in the flame, twins in the name, the yin and the yang go. Big bang out of here, everywhere, always. All made in the hands of love. The most people can't handle us. They're quick to judge things they don't know about. We took the vow and none can move it. We searched for help, but the help was useless. And nowadays we just keep it simple. Can't waste energy trying to convince whom. Speak with goodwill, but truly bad mind. So hard trying to find good friends of mine. We know each other in other ways, making us come for days, laughing and giggling, overgrown kicks in a blissed out state of no turning back. I turn white, you turn black, mismatched but perfect, ready to do service, addicted to marrying, no baggage we carrying, carrying your things is carrying my things, being too far down the road to recovery, you cover me, I cover you, never gonna let you die, but if we decide, then we do it side by side, tears in our eyes, knowing we'll be back here again, out of this plane, into the next, no wham bam thank you man with cheap sex. We on a high.
We're on a high.
FUBAR, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke, sitting in for Doc Brown this week.
Yeah, sitting in.
Yeah, we're
keeping it warm.
Standing right now.
Standing in.
You know why I stand up, Luke Courtier, instead of sitting down?
So the height difference?
Finally, I'm the same height as you.
Oh, man.
And then what do you do, Dick? You stand up.
But I've been trying to emulate your experience, your bravado, your je ne sais quoi.
I'm calling HR. Do you know what this reminds me of? Exactly like we were talking about being emasculated before. I grew up getting bashed up by my sister. My oldest sister, I should point out.
Oh, man.
It was really terrible, right? She'd beat me up. And she started off dressing me in her doll's clothes when I was a little toddler.
Good for the esteem.
And then when I grew out of that, thank God, she started beating me up. So what I did when I was 9 or 10, I started going to judo class.
Oh, yeah.
So I could, like, smash her back.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So she'd try to punch me and I'd catch her hand and do some flip and roll away or some shit. I don't know what judo does. And then literally, third class, who shows up at judo? My bloody sister.
Oh, man.
She started doing the same class. So then when I'd catch her fist and flip and roll, she'd roll back and flip and punch me. Full cycle. That's what you just did to me,
there's
mate.
A structural beauty to it that can't be denied.
No.
No. Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
And that's what you brought back because you stood up.
Go on, call HR. Call him. I don't even mind.
I will.
Oh, hi, Hugh. It's me, Byron, at HR. Really? Hi, what's it about?
Oh, you're so lucky. I got no reception. You're so lucky, Luke. I would call HR on you. I can't wait.
Just call him, Hugh.
I can't wait.
Get it over with.
Hey, do you know what I actually really genuinely can't wait for? This is finally, because when we met was was 2 years ago now?
2 years ago.
Musical Comedy Awards.
Musical Comedy Awards down in the Phoenix.
At the Phoenix with the amazing Tamara Cowan and Eddie.
Air was hot. You lent me a guitar.
It was beautiful. That's when our bromance started. But tomorrow, finally, after all that time, we're actually doing a gig together. Can't wait. At Seabright Arms in Bethnal Green. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
And you've roped in we decided since we're going to do a show together that we should pick a friend each to play. So I picked George Pelham, who's incredible singer-songwriter. Literally, like if... Every time I hear him, it's like angels just fly out of his butt. Oh, it's incredible. He's really insane.
Yes.
And you picked a really good friend.
I picked Gemma Rogers, who's Gemma and the Millmen. She's awesome. She's so good.
So talented, isn't she?
I first saw her down at the Ritzy in Brixton, and we were on this lineup together, and she knocked it out of the water. And then we did a thing together at Leicester Square Theatre the other week, and everybody was like, who is that?
Yep.
And then she just had one. I've seen her full band, I've seen her one band, and now she's coming full band. She's really, 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 really talented.
So
she's
much fun.
So good. I can't wait.
And we've also got Ben Keenan is going to be comparing.
Ben Keenan's going to be comparing. He's great.
I'm
he's
so
super
excited.
Funny, man. That's going to be so cool.
We're having so much fun. And we're very lucky as well that Tamara Cowan, who we were just mentioning from the Musical Comedy Awards, is basically helping us put on the whole thing.
Helping us run it. She's just on it. She's awesome.
She's such a legend.
She's awesome.
I love her.
Cool. She's good. She's like everywhere where quality entertainment is.
Yeah, she really is.
Is where she is.
Oh man, we're gonna have so much fun! I can't wait because I just caught up with my drummer last night, and he was just everyone in the band's really excited.
I can't
it's
wait
so much. Seabright Arms is such a sick venue, man.
It's such a sick venue.
It's definitely one of the best small music venues in London for sure.
It's gonna be great.
Guess
it's
how much it costs.
How much it costs you?
It's $3.99. $3.99. Well, it is a charity fundraiser, so there will be donations can be taken because it is supporting something very, very important, close to any musician's heart, whether it's a musical comedian or any musician, because generally when you choose that life, you are definitely pretty much instantly put in the bracket of malnourished musician.
Yeah, quite.
Malnourished musician.
And so what are we raising money for here?
Malnourished musicians!
Hell yeah.
Like my bass player, Alan, which is French for Alan, he's from Belgium. He came over here literally just with a bass on his back, just trying to make it in the big city.
Oh, man.
So, you know, we'll definitely be giving him some money tomorrow. He really needs it.
Yeah.
He really wants it. But even bigger than that, so we are raising money for malnourished musicians, but we're going to be also supporting a company that helps inner city kids learn to play music, which is amazing.
Which is really cool.
So it's going to be a charity fundraiser for malnourished musicians supporting inner city kids learning to become musicians so they too can be malnourished musicians.
There's a circularity here. There's a theme running through this whole bit of radio and life outside it that is circular.
It just feels right. Yeah, it feels good. It feels much better than my IBS nerves before.
No, that's fun.
That's fun. This is like, wow, my whole body's shaking with excitement. Yeah.
That's fun, man.
Can't wait. Anyway, we'd love you to come down. It's free, literally, Seabright Arms, tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m. And my band's going to be playing this. This is like our debut single.
Man,
it's called Ambulance. And then we've got, can't wait, Sarah Kelman is going to join us on the line right after this. On FUBAR for the Tuesday Roundup.
There's so much hardship on this planet. People are starving. There's civil wars. There's human atrocities. But what about the rich people in first world countries that wake up feeling a little bit shitty sometimes and don't know why? No one thinks about them until now. She was upper class, young, living the life. Everything was going wrong, obviously. 'Cause she woke up feeling mad today, not sure what's going on. The toaster broke, so she's grilling her bread. Can't believe it takes so long. Up and decides instead, I'm gonna eat some Valium. Her parents worked hard to give her lots, and now she reaps the benefits. But sometimes that's too hard to see, and she just wants to crack the sheets. I think that someone needs a ambulance.
The emergency service, when you need a bit of a cry.
I think that someone needs a ambulance. 'Cause first world problems get too much sometimes. She calls for rescue, but got bad news. They said, I'm sorry, we can't help. No, we can't, she said, but I'm having a really shitty day. There must be someone else. You know she's got tough life decisions that just have to be made. Like where to go for the holidays, overseas or the country estate.
I just don't know.
She can't find a bag to match her dress, and her boyfriend's 10 minutes late. Stresses accumulate, there's only so much she can take. Her friends tell her everything will be fine, it's just a passing phase. But she's too mad to go to Pilates, she just can't concentrate. I think that someone needs a ambulance.
I'll get a soy latte, please. What do you mean, you don't have soy milk?
I think that someone needs a ambulance.
So I've got to have espresso, it's the worst day of my life.
And when they picked her up, she said, can you stop at the drive-thru, please, guys? She wants to get an unhappy meal with extra large fries.
Fries.
Man, I totally get it. I mean, sure, there's people out there in third world countries struggling to survive, blah, blah, blah. But what about me? What about when I'm going to meet someone for food at a restaurant, but I can't find a place because my internet's not connecting, so my Google Maps aren't working? I'm walking around in circles. I'm starving. I haven't eaten since my afternoon snack. Now I'm really hungry. That's hell. That's real pain. She needs a ambulance, 'cause she feels sorry for herself. But there's a bigger picture here. She had put it on the shelf. She needs a ambulance. She is moderately sad. So fuck the rest of the world, 'cause all their problems are this bad.
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke sitting in for Doc Brown. And very, very lucky now to be... We're joined now, but definitely one of the biggest comedians to come out of Scotland, easily. Susan Calman. She's such a superstar. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
We're great. Yay. Yeah. We're happy having you on the show. It's fantastic.
It's lovely to be on the show.
So where are you right now? Are you in Scotland or are you...
I am in Scotland. I'm in my flat in Glasgow, packing to go away again for another Fringe preview. So I've got home unpacked and now I'm packing again to go away to Hebden Bridge tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Brilliant. It's not that exciting, sorry. I could say I was at a celebrity party, but I'm not.
And your run, you're doing all of Edinburgh in the Pleasance Courtyard. It's coming out really soon.
Yeah, it's my first time at the Pleasance, actually. I've never been there before. 6:20 every single night, no days off.
Ooh.
Because if you have a day off, then you just regret it, in my experience. So no days off, I think, from the 3rd to the 28th, straight through.
Was that your choice to do that, to not have any days off?
Oh, yes. Just go straight through. Keep going.
Right.
It's like if you go out for a jog and you stop for a moment, you never want to start again.
No. Or if you just don't go jogging at all.
Oh, if you don't go jogging.
Yeah.
You can just stay in the house and watch television.
Dang. So does that mean so by that rationale, you're cancelling your show? You're not going to...
No,
I'm joking.
Keep going. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really, really amazing. So you're always so busy. You're always doing, you're always doing lots of stuff. What apart from getting organised for the Fringe, what else has been happening for you?
I wrote a book just in my spare time, which came out in May, called Cheer Up Love, which is about the fact I have depression sometimes, and just about how to kind of deal with depression positively. Writing a sitcom just now for Radio 4 and another series and several other things. Essentially, I've got a week's holiday in September, and I'm reluctantly taking it.
Yeah, you sound so busy. Do you find it hard to relax, like when you got a bit of time?
Yeah. I can't relax at all. It's physically impossible. My wife has to remove my laptop and phone every evening and lock them in a cupboard, or I sit there working. Mm. So yeah, it's just I don't know. I think when you're a comedian, you never really stop working.
Mm.
I don't think, because you're always thinking of stuff, you know, for the show or for something else. So it's quite difficult to just switch off. I play a lot of PlayStation. That's the best thing. I'm a gamer.
Right.
So that's nice. The best thing.
What are your favourite? What are your top games?
Oblivion is always a fantastic one. Loved Arkham, most of the Arkhams. Just now I'm playing, we just finished Uncharted. Fallout 4, of course. Being one of the best ones.
You are a serious gamer. Have you gotten into the whole Pokemon Go thing that everyone's?
No, I keep seeing this.
What is
just,
it?
Yeah. I don't know. I just keep seeing tweets from friends on holiday saying that their children have disappeared into a world of Pokemon Go, and that worries me.
Mm.
You know, because I can take my PS Vita away with me, but at least I'm separated from it. I think I would worry if I was connected to the world in Pokemon, so I'm avoiding it. I know what I'm like. But I love gaming. It's the best thing ever to relax.
I know, because I saw someone posted on their Facebook last night, I caught a Pikachu or something like that. And I was,
yeah.
Man, you need to get that checked out, whatever that is. Fucking straight to the doctor, my friend.
It's quite a strange thing to think. It's bad enough for people sitting on their phones anyway.
Mm.
You know, when you go out for a drink or something. Imagine everyone playing Pokemon. I'm 41. I can't play Pokemon.
No.
That's too much, I think.
Yeah.
No, agreed. Are you? Where are your? Are you previewing quite a lot before you go to Edinburgh?
Well, I've done 25 already.
Wow.
So I've only got two left.
Wow. You must be one of the hardest working people in the world. I'm going to say the world.
Well, no, you've got to. It's got to be ready. I think, especially these days when money's a bit tight. I think, you know, when people turn up to a show these days at the Fringe. They've paid £10-15. I think they get annoyed if you kind of scrabble around. So I'm ready to go from day one.
Oh, you're amazing. That's a really nice sentiment. People are like, oh, I just wanted to, you know, yeah. You'll think, you're, that's really sweet. That's really lovely.
Well, you know, otherwise they won't ever come back, will they?
Yeah.
You know, you need them to keep coming back.
I'm sure they
can't go back.
Oh, I'm sure they'll come back, Susan. Everybody loves you. It pisses me off.
Thanks very much. You're lovely.
Everyone adores you. Hey, let's talk about your show, the Calman Before the Storm. So
yes.
Tell us a bit about, what's it about?
Well, it's my 10th year of being a stand-up, actually. It's my 10th anniversary. And
congratulations, that's huge.
Thank you very much. I've survived.
Yay!
No one thought it would happen.
Yeah.
So it's kind of about some of the expectations people have when they come and see one of my shows. So they expect me to be very Radio 4, because I do a lot of Radio 4. and actually, it's a surprise to me I've ended up on Radio 4.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit more highbrow than I thought I would end up doing.
Yeah, straight up. Well, don't worry. We got you on our show, so don't worry. We'll keep it.
We'll
keep it as lowbrow as possible.
I feel my intelligence levels rising.
Oh, far from. And maybe a bit, because you're hanging out with us, you will feel smarter. But not because of us,
no,
but just because of our lack of intelligence.
Yeah. Not at all.
Well, you can be the pretty one, and we'll be your ugly friends to make you look even more beautiful.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. I'm enjoying this.
Can you tell us what's your can you tell us what your sitcom's about?
Oh yes, it's a second series. It's a sitcom about two sisters. Ashley Jensen, who was an Ugly Betty, plays my sister, and Nick Helm, the lovely Nick Helm,
mm-hmm.
Plays someone who I hope is my boyfriend, but he doesn't know it yet. So, and so we did the first series last year, and so we've got a second series that I'm writing just now, and we'll record that in the autumn.
Amazing. Are you just writing that by yourself?
Yep.
Wow. So how does the process work? Like when you're writing a sitcom for something so big like that, like does it, like do you sort of go in with your rough ideas and then they, it's a big process of, you know, kind of editing with the team there, and does it take a really long time to get it all across
well,
the line?
Well, because it's radio and the budget is probably a tenth of what you would get on television, I write my ideas for the episodes for the producers who are Hattrick. They say yes or no. Eventually we agree. I write it, send it in, and then we record it. So it's a great grounding, because in television there's lots of editors and lots of people involved, but on radio it's just me and a producer. There's not even a director.
Right.
So you just have to get on with it.
Yeah.
Because there's no time or money not to get on with it. So it's actually, it's really great training for writing, and also you can't use lots of visual jokes, because obviously it's on the radio.
Yeah.
So it's brilliant training for writing comedy. Without kind of resorting to slapstick. It's a great experience to write a sitcom on radio. I've loved it.
Brilliant.
So cool.
You're so busy. I'm so impressed. You really are like a great human being and always doing so much stuff. So it's very, very close now. We're only a few weeks away from kicking off at the Pleasance Courtyard, which is a really, really great venue. You're saying you haven't been there before, but you haven't played there before. But it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be fun. And you're literally doing, got a couple of previews on the 3rd and the 5th of August, and then starting from the 6th, it is right through the entire way. Not a single day off. 6:20 every single night.
There's only 5 dates left for tickets.
Really?
Wow.
Out of that whole run?
21 dates sold out already.
Oh, you must be so, so wrapped.
That's
very,
cool.
Very pleased. Yes, there's 2 extra shows already on Saturdays as well, so it's selling incredibly well. So if people want to get tickets, they kind of have to get them soon before it sells out, before the Fringe starts.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
What a superstar.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
That's
superstar.
Amazing.
Thank you very much for having me on your lovely show.
No, not at all. It's been a real treat. We were very excited to chat to you, so thank you for your time.
My pleasure, my darlings. Have a lovely day.
All right, and we'll both be up at Edinburgh, so we'll come and track you down and sneak
hell
in,
yeah,
try and come see your show.
Can't wait.
I'll be in the Pleasance Courtyard about 7:20 every day having a pint.
Yes, bless you, lady, bless you. So, Susan Kalman,
okay,
thank you so much. Make sure, if you do, as we just said, there's only like 5 dates left, so it's the Kalman before the Storm, and make sure you get onto that right now. You can go to susankalman.com and find out all the details there. Thank you, Susan.
Thanks.
Bye.
Oh, what a doll. How about that, man?
Oh.
Sold out the entire run already.
That's so cool. That's,
what a legend.
Oh, that's quite a feat.
Superstar. Hey, keep your tweets coming in. We've got some great stories coming in already for, we want to know what kind of awesome, drunken or wild adventures that you've gotten up to. We've been chatting about a lady who literally stole a 100-foot ferry on a smashy night out. So we can tweet at Fubar Radio or email hd@fubarradio.com, and we'll get those stories up for you next.
Oh, yeah.
Fubar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
You know? I was going to say, because then there's some people who they don't try and claim that they're gangster, but they are gangster.
Yeah.
I'm talking about all the mums out there who know they'll just shut you down just with a look.
Yeah.
They haven't even got to speak. It's just the look, like, don't even test me
right
now.
Don't even go there. Just fix all the collar as well. Like,
yeah.
You know, or draw a look to take the earrings off. That's when you're like, yeah, all right, let me just get out of here.
Yeah.
Just a stare.
And it's like, yeah.
You say that again. I dare you to say that again. Without even saying that shit. Just the eyes say that.
Every Monday.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I hear by yourself, but you lose because it's a fake. It's a fake, it's a fake, it's a fake.
No.
Lovely tune there. Christine and the Queens, IT, or
I
IT.
I love Christine. I don't know. I kind of say IT, or I say IT.
IT.
IT. She's so cool.
Yeah, that's a wicked tune.
Oh,
that's
I
a
love really, that song really so much. Tune.
You're on Foodbar. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke's sitting in for Doc Brown this week. And we've been having a chat about Smashy Adventures, a.k.a. Smashy the Clown, a.k.a. got Smashy Smash Smashed and Smashy McSmash Faced and went on an adventure. This lady, Alison Wheeler, and this is a story from a couple of years ago, but it's just so funny. She's 51. She took some poisonous nightshade or something. Got a bit like...
Poisonous nightshade plus Lambrini.
Plus Lambrini. Got wasted. And basically jumped onto a 100-seat ferry and took it for a joyride. She did smash into a few things, and she did go to jail, which is a bit sad. Yeah. But it's her own fault. She did something pretty crazy. Yeah. But she was literally just the whole time screaming, "I'm a pirate! I'm Jack Sparrow!" And then when the police finally caught up with her, she was like, "What are you going to do now? This is out of your jurisdiction!" Woo! And what else did she say something about? She was going to end up... where was she going? She said, "If you didn't stop
we'd have ended up in Saint-Tropez if we hadn't been caught." Oh my god,
I love her so much. So much. Wow. Oh, it's pretty wild, man. I have actually done that before. You know, when you've just like I've woken up interstate before.
Have you?
I'd actually like I'd gone out on a big night one night, and apparently somebody had driven down from interstate. But in all fairness, like Sydney to Melbourne, because I lived in Melbourne before I moved here, that's a 12-hour drive.
Yeah.
Right, 12-hour drive. Yeah. So we'd had a big night. We're all out smashed. Da, da, da. One of our friends had driven back, and then apparently I'd passed out because I'm a bit of a sleeper. When I get too drunk, I just. But apparently, what happened is that the friend had decided, "Oh, hey, well, why don't we all go to Sydney?" So I'd literally woken up like I'd woken up in one of their spare rooms, and the flatmates who they were away. So I'd woken up in their bed, like literally, a good 12 hours later, at least, right? And I'd be like, almost like, "Where the fuck am I?" Like, it's weird. Whose house am I in? And then and no one was there either. So when I woke up, so I'm kind of like wandering around. I'm going out of the house, like literally, where the fuck am I? What the hell is going on? And then I was like, this doesn't look like there's a lot of differences between Sydney and Melbourne. And it took me ages. Like, I was like,
Neighbourhood is this?
Yeah.
Like, what? What district?
And then literally, finally got onto one of my friends. Like, where is everyone? And they're like, "Oh, yeah, we're just down on the beach and we're in Sydney." I was like, "What the fuck?" One cocktail, Luke, it's all it takes. All could it wake takes. Up anywhere in the world.
I wouldn't mind waking up in Sydney. That's better. You don't be like here, you'd be like, "Yeah, we're just down by the Thames, just chilling."
Just chilling.
Just chilling. Chilling. It's so cool, man.
Cold laxing.
Cold laxing.
We've been getting some great stories coming. You can still love, you tweet us your smashed adventures. What amazing adventures.
Keep tweeting them. Keep doing them. We've got a couple here. We've got Oliver. Oliver's come in with one. He goes, I can't remember mine because I was so drunk, but I woke up with a department store mannequin and a blow up pool in full of jam in
what?
My bedroom. So it must have been epic. He woke up with a blow up pool full of jam.
What the hell?
What?
That's a lot of jam.
That's so much jam. There's something. There's got to be an undercurrent to that story. There's got to be more to that.
That's weird.
That's so weird.
A department store mannequin and a blow-up pool full of jam in my bedroom.
Dude, that's far out.
That's a lot of stuff to not remember as well. Because, you know, like when you have bits and pieces of a bigger, smashy adventure, you might...
You'd be like, I remember the mannequin. I smashed the window at Zara and I pulled it with me and rubbed myself all over it.
Yeah.
But the jam, you got me.
Yeah, the jam, that is so weird. Remember that really hot babe I pulled last night? Turns out she was a mannequin. I took her back to my house and all she wanted to do was just get in a pool of jam.
Do you remember that? Really? That I met that sexy lady who ran that jam startup. Wait a second.
Yes. But a pool of jam doesn't sound very nice.
It just sounds sticky.
Or would it be all right? I mean, it'd be so sticky, but it would be like sweet. Is it wrong to eat the whatever you're sitting
everybody
in?
Everybody walking in just dunking their toast in it and just being like, good morning, Oliver. How are you?
That's pretty wild.
It's pretty wild,
that's
man.
That's a pretty strong story to come out of the gate.
That's pretty strong. That's straight out the gate.
Yeah.
Then we got Paul goes, I didn't steal a galleon. Fair enough. Fair enough, actually. Good to set the benchmark. But me and my mates had a shopping trolley drag race that the police had to break up. That was epic.
Shopping trolley drag race. So I'm wondering, like were they must have been in it and gone down a hill or something like that?
Might be that Simpsons episode where they adapted the shopping trolley for the shopping trolley for the go-kart race. I think it was that. But yeah, I think you must literally get shopping trolleys and you have to find the right hill.
Definitely. Hey, that reminds me of another, this is, we must have been 18 or 19 or something like that. And that was me and a friend where he had a bungalow at the back of his parents' house.
Yeah.
And we had gone out to the pub, gotten really, really drunk, gone back to his house, fallen asleep, woken up, and there was a trolley in the backyard. And we were like, actually, do remember pushing each other home in the trolley, thinking it was really funny. But the only thing is that their gates to their backyard is like, it's like permanently bolted locked, right? So you could, just for whatever, I think there was toddlers or dogs or whatever, they never open the gate. You can't open it. It's like some padlocked and all stuff. And then the gap between the top of the gate and the roof is not even wide enough to fit a trolley through. Right. So we were just like, how the fuck did we get a trolley into the backyard? Like, literally, like, you know, we'd made heaps of noise and his mum was really angry at us. But she'd come out and as soon as she'd say, what the fuck, man? There's a trolley in the backyard. Everyone was just trying to figure out, how did we get a trolley? Yeah. Like, unless we had broken into the neighbours and thrown it over. But even still then, like, how high is a fence? 7 foot? 8 foot?
No, more than that. Yeah.
Weird.
That's odd, man. That's odd. Maybe you formed a human line and passed it over slowly.
Maybe the Navy's helped. What are you doing? You're waking up the kids. Oh, actually, that looks fun.
That looks fun. We're in.
All right, what do we got?
What else have we got? We got another. Evan goes, on a random drunken night out, I ended up crashing a wedding and meeting my now wife, who was a bridesmaid.
That is a good story.
That's a great story.
I like that.
Yeah. I'll have that. That's great.
That's great. Me and a friend did at a work Christmas party. This is when I worked in radio back in Australia. So we had a Christmas party.
Yeah.
And it was at this big, it was at a hotel in a really posh room. And we were all there. And we'd got really smashed. And then we just decided to we were like, oh, let's just go for a walk, check this place out. And I'm not shitting you, right? Like, there was like a... it was like a year 12 formal or like a graduation party or something like that, right? Probably 400 people there, something like that. We were like, oh my God, got a best idea. So we literally just went straight up to the stage, got on stage, thanked everyone for welcoming us, and gave a speech. And we walked, and people clapped. Like, no one said anything. We were really short. It's been a great year, guys. I want you to all know, thank you so much for inviting us down. You've worked really hard. You totally deserve it. It's going to be an amazing year. And everyone was like looking at each other, really confused, but all kind of slow clap.
Cool. That's amazing. Thanks, guys. It's so great to see you here at the Steel Pan Awards. I'm really pleased that I've been invited to come and speak. You could do that. We could do a racket. We could do a guys.
Oh, 100%.
We just go and do the speech.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. Gay crashing a wedding.
Oh, man. But
and
like,
then meeting his wife.
Having great now chat. Wife. He must have been like, you know what? Alcohol makes me nice and charming.
You're absolutely right. I didn't even think of it like that, because that's a big thing to, like, gate crash a wedding. Yeah. Everyone's going to be on the defensive straight away.
Yeah,
not only did he win them over, but he picked up a bridesmaid.
Yeah, yeah. He's got to be... Something's going on that's right.
Kid's got game.
Kid's got game. Something's going on that is so right with him.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, who was the... compared that to Oliver... who woke up with a mannequin in a pool of jam.
Comparatively.
Compared to Evan, who gatecrashed a wedding, picked up a bridesmaid, and then married her.
There's a contrast.
There is a slight one.
There's a slight contrast between those guys. Yeah.
Have you gatecrashed like a party or something?
Do you know, I'm so scared of breaking the rules. I never really managed to gatecrash a party I wasn't invited to. I more just gatecrashed parties I think I was invited to.
Are you really afraid to break the rules?
I can't break rules, man. I get so worried about them. I'm not very good at climbing fences either.
You need to break the rules.
I know. I just don't know how.
Would you want me to help you?
How do we do it, Hugh?
Well, I think since we're on the gatecrashing tip, I think what we need to do is we'll go to a song.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, why don't we send you down in the hallway here on your phone and you can gate crash an office?
Should I do it?
What do you reckon?
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
I love you. This is going to be really, really fun. All right, coming up next, this is fantastic. Luke Courtier is going to break his first ever rule. We're going to send him on an adventure to gate crash an office. How exciting.
Exciting.
How are you feeling?
Terrified.
Are you terrified?
I'm so terrified.
All the producers are looking angry at me. So that means coming up next, great radio. This is going to be amazing. Here's Blossoms, my favourite room on FUBAR. Yes, can't wait. Luke Courtier, this is going to be incredible. I'm so excited. This could be a train wreck on FUBAR.
My friends tell me that I'm stupid and I should be alone without you. It's no fun. I don't think I'm thinking straight, and I don't think I wanna wait alone without you, with you. How do I feel with you? You make it so. You were so kind, but you went and changed your mind. Now I don't know what I should do with you. You would tell me every day that I'm all yours and it's okay, but no, you don't know. You tell me you know you did wrong. Tell me that I belong with you in my favorite room. With you, how do I feel? With you, you make it so. And I'll hold you in my
You're on FUBAR. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke's sitting in for Doc Brown. And I just found out that Luke has not only has he never gatecrashed anything, because we've been talking about drunken adventures where I have had reeled off 20 stories about gatecrashing things. Not only has he never gatecrashed anything, but he also is afraid of breaking rules. He's afraid of breaking rules. Luke Courtier, you're out in the hallway right now.
I am.
I have set you the challenge of not only breaking a rule, but also gatecrashing at the same time. So you were going to gatecrash a random office in the building here at FUBAR.
A random office. Gate crashes.
How are you feeling? Are you nervous? Or?
Just me. Just so nervous.
I can't believe you've never gate crashed anything before. You're such
a. You just always like to be invited.
You're too polite. So, how do you reckon this is going to go? Do you have any idea where you're going to gate crash? Because there's dozens of offices in that hallway.
I don't know. There's a few. I think I found one. I'm going to do the Drive Now. I think they're like a car rental. Start
up. Oh, yeah, Drive Now. Yeah. I walk past that. That's just down the hall. That's a good choice.
Yeah, they seem like nice people.
you sound terrified. I am loving this. I'm sorry that I'm loving this so much, but I really enjoy this.
All right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm going to go just knock on the door. I think that's how it works.
All right, go for it. Get a gate crash. The Drive Now.
I'm just gonna bob in.
Just budge straight in. Hey, put us on speaker, can you? Put us on speaker.
Oh yeah. Hold on. can I see what you're up to? See what you want. Okay, Luke from.
Yeah. I don't know you.
Oh. Yeah, no, they just sent me up just to say hi. Just the afternoon. Hi.
You're right.
Cool.
I'm just
gonna go. Hey man, I'm Luke. I'll just say hi. See what you're up to.
Matt, work.
Okay. Hey,
Luke.
Hey, I'm Luke. I'm just
from downstairs. I'm just seeing what you say. Hi.
Hello. Hi. Hi.
What
are you up to? Oh, look,
why are you in here?
I'll probably have to go. I think it's the Martin's.
Hey, Luke. Yeah. Luke, can you hear me? Hey, Luke. Hey, Luke, can you hear me? Luke.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Take something off one of their desks.
Do what?
Just take something. Don't even ask. Just take something off one of their desks. Tell me what it is.
I've got to go.
No, steal something. You got to break rules. Steal something.
A mint pack here.
A mint pack?
I'm just going to put this back. I'll leave the tissue as well.
Okay. That's all right. You can come. You've done an amazing job. I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you. Oh, here he is. Oh, he's back. Come on in. You did great, buddy. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you.
Yeah.
Come on in. Come back in. Where are you? Oh, mate. You did a stellar job, buddy. How are you feeling?
So awesome.
That was weird. You're sweating. Yay! I'm really proud of you. You just broke your first rule.
I can't break rules.
You just did, buddy. I hope this isn't the start of something. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the catalyst, you know?
Where are we going next? Yeah. You tell me I'm there.
You're a career criminal after this.
That's a little jewellery.
Yeah. Oh, Luke's got this amazing new TV gig. Really? Yeah, on Crime Watch.
Crime Watch. Yeah. It's one of the guys who does the crimes.
Oh, that was great. You did really well. You're annoying. They didn't really seem into it at all.
No, I didn't think they would be.
No.
Just have someone from downstairs purposely walk into your office and be like, oh, mate, I'm Luke from downstairs. How's it going?
So good. That's so good. You're a legend. I'm really proud of you. You did it.
I'm really proud of you. Hey, let's celebrate by doing a let's do a song together up next. We've got two guitars in here.
So cool, man.
We're both grown men with voices. Cool. Let's sing.
Let's sing.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I want to do
all
that.
All right, okay, let's do it up next. Here is Beck for you on FUBAR. Look, Cordia, I am so proud of you. I'm really, really proud of you. How do you feel? Is there like something exhilarating?
I feel exhilarated.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You rule breaker, you?
Oh, yeah.
You probably should have played Bad to the Bone. You probably should have.
You're the only dream.
Radio presents
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated.
Bell End near Licky End.
Cockplay in Northumberland.
This is brilliant!
Wet gang.
Wet gang!
Hold tight, all the wet gang.
Mandem, Hinside, wet gang. Moist Mandem.
What was our old clip called?
We ate them up for a day, weren't we?
We should be Wet Gang.
Wet Gang. Maybe we should just change Payne and Sylvester Incorporated to Wet Gang.
Wet Gang, featuring Brown Willy, Boggy Bottom, and The Bastard.
And Funny Bottom.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday,
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Everyone's posing, everyone's nosing, everyone's got someone by the scrotum, everyone's choosing, nobody's chosen, everyone's dead. Yeah, don't come at me with that dead ass vibe, you little sheep. I count you in my bed at night. You want beef or the stakes are high? Call me Sega. I got Mega Drive. Used to be a deadbeat, now my killer mic till the beat's dead. Yes, please, if you wanna vibe on my peeps, say yeah. Under your skin like an ingrown hair. See, I'm straight to the point, all about honesty. You wanna be gone, you little wannabe. Yeah, I'm really not bothered if we're nominees. See, I'm more concerned about monomy. That's my friends, yeah, in French. Did it in school, did you think I was dense? Used to be pensive till it made pence. Used all my senses till it made sense. See, real chairman never sit on the bench. I'm way too offensive to sit on the fence. You're too narrow-minded to live on the edge. So I'm sorry to remind you we can't be friends. Everyone's posing, everyone's nosing, everyone's got someone by the scrotum. Everyone's choosing, nobody's chosen. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead.
Seen a lot of things, but I never thought that I'd see this. I've seen brain dead adults that act like children, cause they're not getting their fix. Oh, I'm reality, reality. They haven't got a danny about what the fuck is happening. So engrossed in a world full of mannequins, fake ass people and fake ass challenges. Dazed and confused, lazy and bemused. Think for yourself once, you may be amused. And don't get lost by the raving reviews. And just follow suits like you're chasing the shoes. Cause sooner or later you'll get found out for not knowing more than a pound. You're so trapped by the bright lights and shout outs. Bruv, you never know when you're going down. You're going down.
Everyone's posing, everyone's nosing, everyone's got someone by the scrotum. Everyone's choosing, nobody's chosen. Everyone's dead. Everyone's dead.
Easy.
Mr. Sylvester,
roll up to your yard in a Ford Fiesta.
Swag level on a million.
Ray-Bans dark enough to have the Daily Mail. Call them immigrants, killing it.
I like a lot of people, but I trust few.
Text people, I hate saying love you.
Then kill them in a WhatsApp group like,
everyone's dead.
Mad thing, what you up to?
Come through telling you to bump my shit. Cause I'm ill enough to make you need to duck my sick.
Left the room for a bit, but now we come back in. And everybody's doing one damn thing.
And it's boring.
Morning, yeah, we've been top of the pops.
So we're happy when we pop to the shops.
We'll keep running our gobs
until the queen takes LSD.
Pigs fly.
Or Tiny Temple wears socks. Gone.
Brain dead adults. Brain dead adults. Brain dead adults.
Rizzle Kicks, they are back once again with the Ill Behaviour. I'm absolutely loving that. Everybody's dead. Rizzle Kicks with DJ Odin on the cuts there. Check out the video clip for it as well. Michael Payne features very heavily in that one. He's always lurking about with them lads. And you can catch Payne and Sylvester Show Wednesdays 4 to 6 p.m. right here on FUBAR. Tuesday roundup right now. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke, sitting in for Doc Brown.
Sitting in.
And we literally, we were just like completely off the cuff. We were just sitting here and going, wow, there's just randomly two guitars here. And we were like, hang on. I was like, don't you play guitar, Luke?
Yeah. Wait.
Hang on.
Hang on.
So let's do a song together forever.
Let's totally do a song.
What should we do it on?
Pokemon Go.
What the fuck is Pokemon Go? Straight up and down, man.
I don't know.
What is it?
Let's do
it, man. Let's do it on that.
Let's get the song. Let's get the song going on.
How do we start it? Completely off the cuff. Completely improv. Oh, I like that. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Is it just an excuse for grown men to walk around looking on at their phone? Hey, you.
Yes, my bro.
Think you got something in your head?
Hey, get it out!
Oh, no, it's a Charizard.
What the hell is that?
It's a Pokemon. Hey, man, pass me a Pokeball. I don't know.
Oh, what the hell is going on?
I don't know.
Everybody chasing Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Staring right down into their phone.
Pokemon Go. Something calling up your leg. It's Pikachu.
Oh, God bless you.
No, no, that's a Pokemon.
Oh, Pikachu.
Pass me a Pokeball. I don't know.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know.
Everybody chasing Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Staring right down into their phones.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, trying to take a Pokemon home. I'm pretty sure it's just a ploy for people to rob your house. When you're out, or maybe kidnap your kids,
or maybe it's just a really nice app.
Never underestimate the power of 90s nostalgia. Shit's all.
One more chorus.
Go. Still don't know what Pokemon Go is.
No, that didn't solve it for me. But it was a great, great jazz.
Coming up next, we have some more music for you. Not only a song, but our very own David Cameron. He's got a little ditty for you.
Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to explain I'm your biggest fan. I just wanted to ask, could I eat your ass right back as soon as you can? You've had a lot of dick, had a lot of dick. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Chasey, but you ain't had mine. Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to complain, you never wrote me back. How could I ever eat your ass when you treat your biggest fan like that? You've had a lot of dick, had a lot of dick. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Chasey, but you ain't had mine. Dear Chasey Lane, I wrote to constrain, this letter is my last. As your biggest fan, I must demand you let me eat your ass. You've had a lot of dick, had a lot of dick. I've had a lot of time, had a lot of time. You've had a lot of dick, Chasey, but you ain't had mine. P.S. Mom and Dad, this is J.C. J.C., this is my mom and dad. Now show 'em them titties. Now show 'em them titties. P.S. Mom and Dad, this is J.C. J.C.,
Now show 'em them titties. Now show 'em them titties. Would you fuck me for blow?
Super furry animals there on FUBAR. It's a Tuesday roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke sitting in for Doc Brown.
Sitting in.
Sitting in.
Sitting in.
Sitting in the big chair.
Oh, yeah.
The big boy's chair.
It feels so nice.
Yeah. We got a, how about Theresa May? She's sitting in the big chair now.
She's sitting in the big chair. Unelected in the big chair.
That is a big chair to be sitting in.
Yeah, it's a big chair to be sitting in. Which, it is a big chair to be sitting in. And amongst the real life Game of Thrones that seems to be playing out.
100%.
100%. So, 100%. That hilarious, I love this. This killed me. When Cameron came out, and you know, he's got fatter. That's where he seems to be like the kind of guy that deals with stress by just piling on the pies.
Yeah.
And he rocked up, and I was like, yeah, you're fatter.
He was his, was it his last speech or something yesterday?
Cabinet meeting today, and it's like his last speech. Being like, hey guys, Theresa May is going to take over now.
Right.
I'll be seeing you.
Yeah.
And then he walked away, something to that note. He walked away, and his microphone, in one of those wonderful ways, I think the last one was Gordon Brown with the microphone still on, being like, stupid, horrible woman.
Amazing.
I like to always keep their mics on. And he walked away, and he hummed to himself.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he hummed.
Right.
And he hummed a little tune that went, doo doo.
Wait, like a happy hum. It sounds like a happy hum.
I don't know if it was.
No,
I don't know if it was. There's been a lot of people have examined this hum,
right?
Ever since, because obviously it comes at quite a significant moment in our modern political history.
100%.
And they've made. I think it was Classic FM. I think we've got it. They made a lament. From Cameron's hum.
Can we can we hear the original hum? Have you got the original hum?
Let's get the original hum up.
Okay, here we go. This is it. This is Dave Cameron humming off mic yesterday when the mic was still on.
Right.
Is it like possibly the most English way to end a interview or a speech? Come on, we've got to
right.
Do it. Right. One more time. Here we go.
Let's Dave have Cameron. It again.
Right. I love that.
That's really good. What's going on, like, in his head, I wonder? It's not like him going, like, you are never, ever, ever getting back to that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Right. I would have done
that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We are never, ever, ever getting back together. Feels like a comment on the EU.
I know.
Tay-Tay, she was always right.
She was.
she was so right.
I knew it all along. T-Swiss.
I knew. And then, but then, like, so everyone's jumped on that and have been like, what's the significance? Like, what's the cadence? What's the key? And I think Classic FM came out with Cameron's Lament.
Oh.
Which can we've got that. All we've right. Got, let's get that
check
up.
Check it out. Brilliant.
It's epic.
I want to jam. I'm going to jam along with the original do-do. Ready?
Yeah, go.
That's so amazing. That is brilliant.
Oh man, that's so cool.
Yeah, I know we're not supposed to praise and talk about other radio stations, that was brilliant.
We can't
Classic
praise
FM
them, but
smashed that one out of the park. That was incredible.
Classic FM, our close competitor.
Yeah.
Credit where credit's due. We said so rarely to you guys. What would have you hummed? I mean, we all sort of sing in the shower. I've often gone for most of like Sondheim's back catalogue.
Right.
Is my vibe. But just those notes.
I love it. Right. So you were saying there's more.
There's a couple more.
Is it? Yes.
I think we've got one of the others right up there.
Please do.
Let's pull that up.
All right. What's this one? Oh, here we go. This one is Fantasy on David Cameron.
Let's have that.
Oh, God. Pretty.
Oh, it's so sad.
So sad.
So sad.
Can I check in my doo-doos?
Yeah, hit it. Such an endless episode.
Oh, it's so great. That's brilliant. I love. Oh, man. There's another one. There's Cameron Walt.
Let's have Cameron's
brilliant.
Waltz.
Oh,
no.
Oh, it's
this
so
is
good.
It. Waltzing towards the end of
it. I love it. You know, I'm going to have to jam along.
Yeah, hit it.
Here we go. Right.
Right.
Do it again. Oh my god, that's brilliant. So brilliant. I love it.
Something about the right.
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 Oh my god. No, that's not what I think it is. Is it? Is that a remix?
It's
a remix. I've just been handed a very, very important news story.
Let's take it.
David Cameron humming the remix.
Right.
Epic.
So epic.
Oh, I like it.
Thank you very much.
It's 80 cents. I'm not even jamming.
Thank you very much.
I like it. Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
Nice. I have to jam though.
Yeah, hit it.
Thank you. Too good. Tick. Oh, I like it. Right. Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. God, I love the internet sometimes.
Oh, man.
I really do.
Yeah. I just never turn your mics off.
So good.
Never turn them off.
That is brilliant. I love that. I do love that. Oh, it's a pretty epic way to go out, in all fairness.
Yeah, just with a little soft hum.
Just a little soft hum.
Soft hum.
Because these are all kind of, you know, this is all, there's nothing really negative about this. It's just people having a bit of a laugh. But, you know, he's had some pretty, like having sex with pigs' heads and terrible things.
Well,
and
yeah,
he's done a lot.
You know, he's just casually sacrificed the future of Europe to satisfy a sort of very small internal party squabble.
Oh, so, yeah, and that too. Yeah. But I think probably the pig's head thing was bigger.
The pig's head was bigger. Yeah.
Oh God, what a guy!
Good.
All right, you can get your tweets in now for a legaliser, giving you a chance to let us know what's got you vexed this week. Tweet at Foobar Radio or email hd@foobarradio.com. Get into that shortly. He's Temper T, not a rocker.
What? This is the next junior, you don't. Never put a crown in a clown. Never put a crown in a clown and call him king. I've been around for the start. Man, have to call me sire. I'm that king. Temps, I am the king. Porous, grime, child, and that's my thing. Everyone here in the scene knows me. Can't bash me. I am the king of grime. Can't bash me. I'm the king. I've been on stage shows for the whole of my life. Flew them crew, realist life for the Shelly. A shout out man on site. Grime was dead in the year 08, but I'll come shoot on the next time 09. I was a guy, still I'm the guy. If guys are the hair, think of I know why. I've been doing this from the past. Grime, I was in the A-star class. Sidewinder, Rex, Eskimo dance. Reached for the baseball bat and advanced in 2006. Me and Skits went Paris. We couldn't guess they love grime in France. Now you lot are coming back to the future. Now you can see us, man, have enhanced. Any kind of stage I stand on, I'm the shelliest one. I'm the shelliest one. See me on stage, you're chasing status. Mic on my hand, it's aggressively done. Start of the show, I've gone over the road. There's no taking my throne. I am the king of grime. This is my time. Time's best of all time. For the whole of my life, flew them crew, realist life for the Shelliest, shout out man on site. Grime was dead in the year 08, but I'll come shoot on the next time 09. I was a guy, still I'm the guy. If guys are the hair, think about it, no way.
Yo, I'm Fubar. It's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with you. Luke, sitting in for Docus Browneth.
Yeah.
Hey, Doc's got some big news on, actually. He's got the Ann Summers series that he's in at the moment.
Oh, man, yeah.
He's also on Taskmaster. This is why he's been away for quite a while. He's also got Taskmaster out at the moment, which is on Dave. On the 19th of August, his film comes out with Ricky Gervais. Wow. Life on the Road, the Dave and Bread story.
I cannot wait to see that film.
So that's why he's been away so much of late. He's been on set every day. He's been super, super busy doing heaps and heaps of crazy stuff, but he will be back soon. Mm. Yeah, but we've got Luke sitting in, and we love
just
Luke.
Just keeping it warm. Just keeping it,
you're
keeping
lovely.
It flying too.
Good man.
Just holding up the fort.
Hey, what do you think about this, Luke? All right, I was reading the Metro, as I quite often do on the train in.
Mm.
And I saw this. I don't know if you know this about me, but I love a good survey.
Oh yeah,
I love a good survey. I don't like to like give information. I just love reading surveys.
Yeah.
Like we surveyed 5,000 people, and everybody did.
They said they didn't like pots, but they loved pans.
They love pans.
I love pans so much. Says Pam from Pansboro.
Blue or red pans? Who knows? Let the people decide, Luke.
Blue, red, 70%. I don't know.
Right? Wild. Who would have thought that?
Or other.
Other. I know, there's always got to be other. But this one, I do love a good survey. And this one kind of caught me by surprise because I thought it was really shit, actually. But basically, the British public being surveyed, right? And apparently 60% of the people surveyed, they reckon that although they say life begins at 40, right? But apparently 60% of British people think that if you're 40, you shouldn't have tattoos, wear miniskirts, get drunk in public, go holidaying in Ibiza, go to festivals, wear football shirts, go in on lads' holidays. You shouldn't watch reality TV. You shouldn't be on Facebook. You should just roll over and die.
Wow.
You're 40. It's all over.
Who did they ask? Who are these people?
I reckon it was a young girl who's probably really angry with her parents. We surveyed one girl and she said,
Mum, Dad, stop going to Wilderness Festival.
Right.
And stop going to Ibiza. Everyone who raves in Ibiza is 40 plus. That's the whole point of Ibiza.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man.
Just, I think that's really, really whack.
That's so whack. Where are the sources from? What are there any quotes? They say, well, yes, no, it's true, actually. We think this shouldn't be the case. We should all roll over and watch Reed Chili Cooper.
No. No. There's not.
I don't get
it. Oh, no, there is a quote. Here we go.
Give it.
Now, these range from a retire savvy spokesman. He said, had no intention of growing old gracefully, right? We often hear from people in their late 40s, 50s, and even 60s who enjoy doing things the UK thinks they shouldn't, right? Mm. These range from DJing in Ibiza, going to festivals, taking part in extreme sports, and making a name as a blogger. Age is nothing but a number. See how outraged they are?
Yeah.
That's retire savvy. They're even outraged. Yeah. I'm outraged.
I don't know who this British public is that they asked. I think we should find them.
Yeah.
I'll go and break into another office and ask them.
Here we go. It says, it seems the over 40s will have plenty of time for middle-aged pursuits because clubbing should be over by 44. Festivals should be done and dusted by 45. Twitter? You shouldn't be on Twitter by 47, should be off Twitter. And Facebook, if you're 49 years or older, you shouldn't be on Facebook.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
Which is also the age that men are supposed to give up wearing trainers.
Well, what are they going to go to the gym in? Fine calf leather boots. Well, I just, what are you supposed to... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh, where's my armchair? Is there a roaring fireplace? And a thick bound book.
I couldn't imagine, imported Italian calfskin loafers sweating very well at the gym.
Somehow. What alongside what? It makes me so cross.
Yeah.
Who is this British public? Do they go all the way up to Colchester or wherever? Harrogate is where they all...
That's ridiculous. 40?
40. I just don't... I know so many cool 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
Who rock cool clothes and go to festivals all the time.
Well, this is a little bit naughty, but I'll tell you, because you're a rule breaker now.
Yeah.
But I was DJing maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and there was a couple there, and I was like, fuck, they are really getting into it. And they were definitely in their 50s or something like that.
Yeah.
And they, I was like, they were really dancing and going nuts. I was like, legends. I thought it was awesome. Good on them. You know what I mean? They're dancing with, you know, early 20s, mid 20s, late 20s. And they were definitely like 50, in
great,
their 50s at least. I ended up chatting to them a bit later. And they said to me, we're high on drugs. I was like, whoa. Yeah, you are.
We're high on drugs.
We're on drugs. I was like, whoa. That's why I can't say where I was DJing on... And of course, I called the police and shut the club down.
And shut the club down instantaneously.
They're now in jail forever with the lady that stole the ferry.
Quite right.
Sharing a cell.
I heard they're quite, you know, they get on rather well.
Yeah.
They have a great time.
They get along great.
So good.
But this couple were literally, they were in their 50s and they were having the time of their life. They were actually having, well, they were high on drugs, they told me.
Yeah.
But they were having, quite noticeably, having more fun than anybody else at the club.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Why should there be rules? Why should there be rules imposed?
Yeah.
Sod the rules.
Right.
I'm born to break rules.
So, look, I think I didn't really want to have to do this because I love surveys.
Yeah.
But I'm going to come out of the gates for legalize it, banning surveys.
Ooh. Oh, hell no!
Legalize it. We give you the opportunity each Tuesday to let us know what's got you a bit vexed this week. You tweet at FUBAR Radio, email hd@fubarradio.com, and let us know what you want banned. We don't judge. You can ban anything you want. I want to ban surveys. I'm sorry. I can't believe I'm saying this.
I feel you.
This survey's got me too upset.
Tell you what I want to ban. I came across it the other day in Cardiff, of all places. Mm-hmm. We were in this hotel after a gig, and they had, like, you know those slidey, rotatey glass doors?
Slidey, rotatey, yeah.
Yeah, they were normally so nice. You jump in, loads of space. You just were. In this door, they had, in between each compartment, they had a huge display of toiletries and champagne that you could buy in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh no, oh no, that's not happening for me.
Yeah,
because I thought this is a slidey nice door. You can't mess up a slidey door, a round rotated glass door. I don't know the technical name for them, but you can't mess up one of those doorways.
No,
you can't sell me products in it. So I'd like to legalize. Right,
mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
I'd like to legalize the selling me products in otherwise perfectly decent slidey, rotated glass doors in the foyers of hotels.
Guess what, Luke?
Yeah.
Gone. It's gone. It's out.
God, I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Oh, I feel like this has turned into like therapy.
Ooh, yeah.
Legalize it. Normally, just banning anything you want. You might go, oh, I want to ban socks and sandals. But no, now it's actually therapy.
No, it is therapy.
I don't know why people do that. Ooh. There's some strange stuff out there.
I like dolphins that are too talkative.
Dolphins?
That are too talkative.
Oh, God, they piss me off.
Yeah, it's hard.
Across the board, dolphins banned. Piss me off. Really upset me.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what else I'd like to ban?
Go.
I would like to ban people with suitcases that they can't actually carry. Because I've had this twice in the last week where I'm always one of those people where when I'm on the tube or bus or whatever like that, I always keep an eye out in case somebody needs, you know, maybe help with a pram, carrying a suitcase, something like that. I'm always there to help. I'm that guy. It's a great way of making new friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've come across two people in the last week who have literally couldn't, they're human, like, actually told me, like, I was like, do you want a hand? And they're like, great, because I actually can't pick it up. And I'm like, you're going on the tube. There's going to be flights of stairs at either end. Sure, you got the escalators covered. Sure. But what about at the other end? You're expecting someone like me to be there for you. What if I'm not, babe?
I can't be that guy.
What if I'm not there? What are you going to do? Live in the tube? Get a suitcase that fucking you can carry. Banned. I want to ban people carrying suitcases.
Feeling better?
I feel really good.
Oh yeah. I'm going to, yeah, speaking of luggage, I'm going to ban unnecessary luggage, actually. I just think you don't need it, what you don't need it. That reminds me of the other thing I was quite keen on banning is marble surfaces.
What? Are you okay? Have you got a fever?
They're too hard.
Marble surfaces? They're too hard. You're a sensitive little darling, aren't you?
Just get rid of them, yeah. Just get rid of them.
All right.
I don't want to see them.
Stupid marble benches. Gone.
Ooh.
Gone.
That feels good.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. Before we get into our lovely listeners' bannings, legalizings, how did it come about that you felt so strongly about marble bench tops?
I've just always been a little worried about just falling asleep and just going, oh, yeah, and hitting your head on one, or just, you know, often I bang my fist down on the surface to make a point in a lively conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do that on marble and it's too hard and it hurts your hand.
Oh, wow.
So I don't want it. I don't want it in my life.
Have you had many accidents, or is this a precautionary thing?
It's more hypothetical. Precautionary.
I'm banning it twice. Fucking marble bench tops.
Oh, we don't need them.
But they're so posh and they're silky.
Some no, I have exposed polished pine instead. Oh, much softer.
Such a man. But I mean, when I'm like in a nice office or something like that and I see a marble, like a marble wall.
Don't trust them.
I do. I rub my face up against it. I close my eyes. I put my hands on either side about shoulders length apart. And I just like slowly bend my knees and I just push myself up and down, gently just rubbing my face on the marble wall.
Oh, nice.
And it feels so good. It reminds me of a happy time. Nice. Many, many years ago. When things were so much simpler, Luke. So much simpler.
When we sailed up the M25 to Watford.
M25. But they're gone now. They're gone. That's all right. Bad. They're banned.
I also wanted people with fat gerbils. They love their fat gerbils so much. And I don't know why. So let's ban them as well.
But they're so happy. Fat gerbils are so jolly.
They're so useless.
But... well, what if you do, like you're sitting down on a beautiful settee and you're watching your favorite episode of Gossip Girl and then you're like, oh, someone's taken all the cushions. Lucky I've got Alfred the fat gerbil to lie on.
That's what you've got a large fluffy cat for.
But what if the cat took the cushions somewhere else and the cat when the cushions were gone?
I know, I had to drop the gerbil on a marble bit of marble before you said, hey, what's that gerbil?
I think we need to ban gerbils for their own safety.
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah. We got a few people who have been joining in the convo. Quite right. Oliver says we need to ban the English weather. I agree with him. It can't make up its mind, although it may mess up the world.
Gone. I literally walked out of my house today with shorts and a t-shirt going, summer. Don't even think about it. Don't think twice about it. Shorts, t-shirt, summer. Walked outside, pelting down with rain.
Bad
cold
form.
Jeans.
Bad.
Jackets. Umbrellas.
So upsetting. So upsetting. Ban it.
I reckon even fat gerbils wouldn't be happy.
No.
With one like this.
Because I'd have dropped them on marble countertops.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What's he doing? No, that's marble. Don't drop it.
To all of our friends from PETA as well, we just want you to know that Luke doesn't really harm fat gerbils.
That's true. Okay?
This is just all for hilarity.
That's true. That's true. There are rules in place.
I'm hoping that's true.
Yes.
Right.
For now.
Fat gerbils. Hopefully you don't bump into Luke in any dark alleys or anything like that.
We got James says, I want to ban Calvin Klein adverts because I never look that good.
Okay.
Cool.
We can ban those. Oh, these means like the underwear models and all that stuff. Right.
Yeah. I mean, but they artificially pumped up Justin Bieber. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
There was real Bieber and there was post-Calvin Bieber.
Yeah.
And they just pumped him up. James, like, I'll get on the car. I know a bit of Photoshop. What do you watch? Send me a picture. I'll make it better.
Can we do that? Can we, lovely producing team, can we tweet James back and tell him to send us a photo and we will try to turn it into a Calvin Klein commercial for him? Can we do that? Does anybody know how to do Photoshop? I don't. I'm out of this one. Sorry, guys. Yep, I'm getting two nods. Can we get a third nod? No, we've got two nods and a shake.
Two nods, that's enough. That's enough.
Bang, we're on.
Bang.
James, we are going to turn you into Bieber.
Don't worry about it, James.
Can
we're
we maybe just
it.
Copy James's head onto Justin Bieber, Calvin Klein? Something like that. We got you, buddy. We got you, buddy.
We got Hannah here who goes, let's get rid of people who order skinny soy lattes. Waste of space. Order a fucking water and be done with it.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough.
I like Hannah. I wonder if she's available.
Luke!
Oh, that kind of language, it fires me up.
Right.
We can drop gerbils on marble together.
Oh, God, no. No.
She's got a kind of psychopathy to her language that... gets me going.
I wonder if you dropped a fat gerbil from high enough, if it'd bounce.
I think that generally they shatter.
Oh, really?
Into a bloody pulp.
Oh, that's really horrible. That's really horrible.
Like a sort of broken grapefruit.
Poor gerbils. Again, our friends at PETA, I want you to know we're just joking. We're not going to drop any fat gerbils off any 100 feet high marble buildings. Just want you to know that. All right. Here's Wild Beasts for you. Big Cat, the name of this one. Get your tweets coming in for Illegalize It. Let us know what's got you vexed and what you want banned. We'll get the rest up after this on FUBAR.
A big cat, bet you get a lot of that. Went there with no way back, you can look, but don't touch. On heat, big, I got a mean streak. No match for this athlete, you can look, but don't touch. You can look, but don't touch.
Fubar, it's the Tuesday Roundup. Hugh and Luke Courtier with ya. Yeah. Luke sitting in for Doc Brown this week.
Mm.
And we are just banning things left, right and centre.
Yeah, we're pretty big on the banning.
Well, I just got told that we need to stop talking about herding fat gerbils.
Oh, yeah.
We got banned from talking about fat gerbils.
Ban it.
I thought this was uncensored radio. You can say things on this like, shit, fuck. Shitty fuck.
Shit fuck.
If you want to say shitty fuck on FUBAR, you can.
You can do it, can't you?
But apparently you can't talk about murdering fat gerbils.
Well, let's ban that. Let's ban it.
Ban the ban?
Ban the ban.
Can you ban the ban?
Let's ban... banned it.
Banned.
Banned it.
Oh, I just want to kill a fat gerbil so bad.
You
now.
Can't talk about it. We banned it.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Banning the ban.
I don't know how this works.
I'm
so nervous.
Let's ban some more stuff. Let's ban. What's he wearing down there?
Do you know
there?
What I'd like to, I would like to ban?
Yeah.
It happened to me on the weekend. And actually, maybe he was hitting on me. I don't really know. But I was at a urinal.
Mm.
And somebody was just, the guy next to me was just like staring at me.
Mm.
To the point where I was like, hello?
Mm.
And he didn't say anything. He just stared at me.
Mm.
He stared at me the whole time.
What was he trying to communicate to you?
I don't know.
He was sizing you up.
Do you reckon he was?
Might have been, but then I think you've been staring at your junk and not your eyes.
Well, no, he didn't look at my junk because I was like, I saw it out of my peripheral and I looked, and he was like looking straight at me, so I looked away nervously.
Tricky.
And then I could see him still staring at me, so I looked back again and I said, "Hey," like that, kind of old friendly, and he didn't say anything.
I think we've got to ban it. Poor Lou etiquette.
Thank you.
Banned.
Gone.
Banned. We got another cut. Sarah, right on topic, actually. She says, my boyfriend is addicted to Pokemon Go. Can we ban that so I can get him to do the washing up instead of going for a walk to catch a stupid monster?
That is brilliant. Gone.
I'm so worried about this app.
It's really taking over the world, isn't it?
What is it? So you can't just play it sat down. You have to like go into the world to find these Pokemon.
So weird. It's
so weird. Everyone's going to be walking around me.
Well, that's what the weird thing is as well. It's like I find it frustrating enough just people like who walk down the street just looking at their phones.
Mm.
Like I kind of go out of my way to sneak up with them and scare them. You know, people are like just constantly like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, can you not just walk? I mean, yeah, if you get a message or something like that. But like, you know, I've seen people like walking down the street on Facebook.
Yeah.
Not looking where they're going. And they're the people that I walk right up in front of and go, boo!
Boo! Boo!
Scare them. That's what's going to happen with this bloody Pokemon thing.
I don't know, man. I don't know. And apparently prominent landmarks. So apparently around prominent landmarks, like around the Big Ben, there'll be more Pokemon because it's mapped as a prominent landmark.
Oh, I like that.
That's quite cool.
That kind of makes
me want to play it.
Oh.
Lolly's gone for it.
Whoa.
I want to ban skinny people. Eat a fucking burger, bitch.
Holy crap. It's not about us. This is about you. If you want to ban skinny people, that's up to you.
I'm going
to
chuck another ban in there. I think we should ban fighting talk.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's quite fighting talk.
Do you reckon that's fighting talk?
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Eat a fucking burger,
that
bitch.
That feels like fighting talk to me.
It does.
Just ban it.
Hey, Luke, on that fighting note, we're out of time.
We can't fight it.
I've had so much fun
today.
We can't fight it anymore.
It's been so much fun. We've done so much.
We've done.
We played a song that broke rules.
We broke rules. So good. It is time for us to get out of here. Luke Courtier, thank you so much for sitting at the top round. And I do believe you'll be back soon as well. So.
My pleasure.
Cannot wait. And again, Luke and I are playing together.
Tomorrow night!
Full band down there at Seabright Arms in Bethnal Green. It's a free gig. Come down and hang out. Gemma and the Millmen going to be there.
Oh my God, yeah.
George Pelham.
Yeah.
And
Ben
also
Keenan.
Ben Keenan.
It's going to be great. And you and I.
Yes. Maybe we'll do our Pokemon song.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Luke. I love you, buddy. Really
I
appreciate
love you right
you
back.
Me. All right, we're going to get out of here. We're going to go chase some Pokemon. Here's Flume. Say it, featuring Tovlo and Fubar.
Feeling the sun, party done, shadows walking home. Walking with a game on. You are my kind, classic mind, and you look so fun. Loving the cold, smoking rolls, see your fingers shake. And get it through your heartbreak. Some kind of free, same for me, don't know what I need. Don't doubt me, babe, you make me wanna change. Break my bed to make me wanna stay. I can't buy. Thank you.
voice in my head, in my bed, filled with you instead. Taking your time, work my mind, and I'll play with you. And paper.